to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Do you know what one of our biggest problems is? It's called procrastination. You know what that is? It's putting things off to another time or another day, or worse, never getting around to it. And I think all of us have been to this place. Well, I certainly know I have. We know what we should have done. We didn't do it. You know, we know we should have got the oil change, for example, in the car. We didn't bother. We know we should have stopped before the freeway came to get the petrol. Or we should have studied for that exam or checked up on the kids. Or we know we should have saved up some money for the end of the year tax bill. I remember also a fable of three little devils who were trying to impress Satan. And the first one tells him that he'll tempt mankind to commit all sorts of sins. The second said he'll tempt people into all sorts of different abuse. But the third one, the third temptation, is the shrewdest. He said, I'll tell them to do all the good works they can, but I'll tell them to do it tomorrow. Procrastination, putting it off. You know, there's a fascinating story in the Old Testament of a guy named Jonah, the book of Jonah. And it's a story of a Hebrew prophet named Jonah. And God has a special mission for Jonah. And in fact, the city of Nineveh was going to be destroyed, and God wants Jonah there to warn the people. But Jonah, he wasn't very cooperative about this. In fact, he was too frightened. He ran the other way. Now, the story, if you read it in the Old Testament, it's a thrilling account of how one man ran, and yet God never gave up on him. He was on board a ship in a fierce storm, thrown overboard. They threw him overboard. A large fish swallowed Jonah, and the story, remarkable as it sounds, he lived inside the fish, could have been a whale, for 3 days and three nights. And inside this fish, Jonah prayed. Of course, he was just in absolute despair. He denied the call of God to do what God wanted him to do. He'd run away, but God had discovered him, and here he was, swallowed by a fish. And it was just a hopeless, amazing situation, choking on seaweed, terrorized by this great fish in the depths of the sea. You'd think that praying would be the last thing to do, but no. Jonah prayed. He decided it was actually never too late to pray. And it makes me think today, you know, it's never too late to pray. Even when bad things are happening, you know, the job is gone or the disease has been declared terminal or the divorce seems actually inevitable. But there was this, in the scripture, the time Jonah said, when I was in trouble, Lord, I prayed, you threw me down to the bottom of the sea. I'm reading from chapter 2. I was drowned almost by the swirling waters. Seaweed had wrapped around my head. But you, O God, rescued me from that pit when my life was slipping away. I will keep your promise. And he said, the Lord commanded then the fish to vomit up Jonah on the shore. And it did. There it is in chapter 2. So there it is. The cure, you know, for hopelessness doesn't lie in actually the circumstances that surround you, whether you've put it off. The cure comes from the promise. Because with God, as you put your trust in God, anything's possible. Jonah, well, poor old Jonah, he ran from the call of God. He ran away and he walked straight into a monumental crisis. It really asks the question or begs the question, can anyone actually run from God, the omnipresent God? And if God somehow is talking to you today, you can run, you can put it off, procrastinate, but you'll never be happy unless you solve that issue. We learn the hard way. I think, for example, of Abraham and Sarah. It was just impossible that God had promised Abraham a lot of descendants. But here he was, nearly 100 years old. He just couldn't get over the fact that God promised this to happen. Then there was Lazarus. And you read, for example, in John chapter 11. Have a look at this sometime. The remarkable story of Lazarus who died. His sisters were so upset, and yet Jesus brought him back to life. So nothing's impossible for God. No matter how great the distance might seem between you and God, let me say today that there is always a way to come back, even if we have to learn the hard way, just as Jonah did. Thank you, dear God, today for your unsearchable greatness. Lord, there is so much about you that's just amazing. We thank you that it's never too late. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.